Hello?
Oh, hi, hello. Sherelle. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina!
Hi.
I know you called in the update of everything. I did get my call card, but I was on a very important call. Can I call this number
sure.
back?
Yeah, okay. You can call back and
then,
ask Tina, for
how
Tina
much
or...
I am, okay,
let's
how much
see
do I
here.
Owe? 100?
It's 429.
400? How? Tina?
No, one... No, 129.
Oh, you scared me.
No, yeah. Did it sound like I said 400? I'm sorry,
yeah,
I said 129. No, it's just 129.
And then you know what I looked, Tina? I noticed that they saying that I don't have Google Ads, but I thought that's what I've been paying for. But I'm not receiving any leads from Google Ads. And like,
so
I
the Google
I
Ads. Are the pay-per-click ads that show at the top of the page on Google. They're typically very, very expensive, and they're more beneficial for a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget. So for a small to mid-sized business, it's more beneficial to have the local optimization
no,
on
I
Google.
No, I need more, though. I mean, see, what I'm doing is... I need business coming my way. And with Google, I'm not having that many phone calls. I need phone calls coming in because I got teams out there. And I need more work. I need my phone to ring at least 3 to 4. Like, at least need at least 3 or 4 new people calling me. I'm trying to figure out.
So if you want to try the Google ads, the minimum budget for ads is $300. So it would be $429. Monthly to do the Google Ads bundled
well,
with this package.
I actually get calls. That's all. Because like, just like with Angie's List, I had did them last year and they made me do a contract. So it was a year contract and I was spending $400. But it kind of seemed like it was a little waste of money. I probably got maybe out of the Angie's List the whole year, maybe four clients. Maybe I did more than that. Maybe 8 first,
mm-hmm.
like 8 out of them, 4. And you know, that's a lot of money. So I want to make sure, but in 2017, when I first got Angie, I was bringing in a lot of money. Like I got clients every day on, you know, and then when I went back to do it in 18, it was a little bit different.
I see.
I mean, 19, 20, 20. So I let them go. So I'm just, and now I'm with Yelp. But right now I'm having an issue where someone is, what they're doing, they're cyber, how you say that? They cyber attacking me on Yelp.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good. It's been going on for since October, and they at number 50, and they keep making up new. And what I don't like about Yelp is allowing them to make up a new email and leave these reviews. But Yelp is doing a very good job at removing them. They remove them right away as soon as I report it.
Oh, I love it. That's good. At least they're on top of it.
Oh, that's a blessing. They started realizing that it's fake. And, you know, so they're trying to protect me. But, you know, and like I told, what's her name over there? Shalay, you know, what's going on. Supply updated to the 29 because I said if they start attacking over there, I need y'all to be aware. Because this is someone that I did not get service to. I don't know who this is, the enemy. I don't know what's going on. But they're just, you know, coming up with all these horrible lies. And thank God. People say Google is really, really good. They're saying, like, Google don't allow anybody to make up a fake email. So maybe they try Google, and maybe Google's just not posting it. I don't know.
Yeah, you but still have a 5-star rating on Google. It hasn't affected you yet, so that's good. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure y'all protect me over there if it happens because right now I'm trying to file a lawsuit and I'm trying to get, you know, the IP address. I'm trying to fight. I didn't file a, I didn't had a private investigator. Like, I'm just, you know, I don't know if it's affecting me over there in Yelp. It's sort of kind of, but I don't know. But
so I want to kind of reel us back into the status of your account, if I may, Sherelle. Your account had a service credit on it for November. We haven't been paid for December, January, or February, okay? So the account canceled. And we're in the situation now where within the next day or so, the website's going to be deactivated and all of the placement will be lost. So what I would recommend is I can start you off fresh, which is why I said, you know, I can do 129 and I can set the start date for today, which is March 28th, which means you'd be paid in full till April 28th. But if for some reason you can't do that right now, it will, you know, deactivate everything.
Hold on. Let me get the card.
Yeah. That's why I reached out to you, because I saw canceled, a big red flag on your account that said canceled. And I was like, okay. Oh, no, I don't think she wants it to cancel, you know. So that's why I thought
I
was going to just give it one last attempt. And so I'm happy that you picked up, because, you know,
okay.
I don't want that to happen.
And this right here is good, because I'm about to give you, I just finally got a business card. So this is keeping track of all my advertising for the end of the year.
Oh, I love it. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way you have everything separate from personal. That makes sense. Okay, so since it's...
Sometime this week, and let's talk about how I can generate more leads. So start off with this one right now. So here's the card.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 4-2-4-6-3-1-5-3-5-7-5-6-6-1-2-2.
Okay, expiration?
0-2-2-8.
Okay, and the code?
0-9-6.
And is the billing?
Greater Cleaning Service is the card.
Oh, I had Everson. So it's Ms. Sherelle what? McCann?
Yeah, but you can still use Everson. That was it still probably go through, but if you need to put McCann in there, you could. It's Sherelle McCann, yeah.
McCann or?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and then is the Downey Avenue still the billing address for this card, or is it a different billing address?
Same billing address. Y'all just make sure y'all
okay.
don't show my address on Google, like the full, like the one.
No, it's just that
if we
didn't have a billing address,
the
it wouldn't
unit.
Go through, but it's hidden. Yeah, it's hidden on Google. Don't worry.
The unit. Make sure,
that's
yeah,
not going to change.
Because I checked it. But, yeah,
yep.
I just want to
yeah.
keep it. Private. Definitely have any snakers or sneakers or whoever they are. I just want to make sure that everything is private for
right.
me. Right.
That makes sense. So, okay, so I got your account back up to speed. There's a little red banner on the site saying that it's no longer being activated. That will be removed within one business day. And then you
okay.
want me to call
so
you maybe next week.
So people going to see
week.
That today?
Would yeah, it's still up there. But the good news is we say one business day because we deal with, you know, companies all over the nation. So sometimes a company on the East Coast, it's already late there, right? But we're in California like you are, so it's only 10:20 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure they can get it removed today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
you're all good to
so
go, and then I'll
back.
Call you next
you will
week.
Call me back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and then
thank
we
you.
Can talk about, you know, maybe some options that'll work a little bit better for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything. Talk to you soon.
No problem, Sherelle. I'll talk to you soon. Have a nice week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.